This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An early morning fire destroys a wooden house at Britain's Hill. C2SAB concerned that some local companies are seeking work permits to employ people from overseas. The remaining Rock Hall Christchurch squatters to be relocated. NPC reports no gas leaks in the Fairchild Street and surrounding areas. Government offering companies concessions for creating jobs as corporate tax rates are raised, and efforts are on to ensure international companies stay despite the tax hike. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. The details to the news just ahead. A fire destroyed a wooden house in Britain's Hill, St. Michael, this morning. Divisional Officer Marlon Small of the Bridgetown Fire Station gave us an update.
This morning, around 5:08, the Barbados Fire Service received a call to a structural fire in Lanes Road, Britain's Hill. The department responded with two fire appliances, one from the Bridgetown Fire Station and the Port Station. A total of 10 fire officers, including myself, responded. On arrival, one wooden house, but fully engulfed. There are two occupants who were not in the house at the time, and at this time, the fire had been fully extinguished and turned over to members of the Barbados Police Service.
Divisional Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Marlon Small. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, is concerned that some local companies are seeking work permits to employ people from overseas. This follows a notice from a local company who said they will apply for work permits for non-nationals due to not receiving suitable applications for an advertised position. General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, tells Starcom Network News too many young people are graduating from universities and are not employed. He wants these people to be given opportunities.
We have been producing graduates in university and all types of colleges who have developed the skill sets that are appropriate in most instances. And it's difficult to understand how for jobs even of lesser stature, you are hearing about the need to go out of Barbados to find persons to fill these particular jobs. I would like the companies who have suggested that they cannot find a suitable person in Barbados to bring the evidence to support this. So I think that is necessary and it should be treated to as a matter of urgency. If we are to ensure that we can save jobs for Barbadians, let us ensure that the playing field is level and that we don't have a situation where all persons who have the skills, the competencies, the capabilities, the qualifications to do a job are left wanting where these jobs are filled by non-nationals.
As General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. Squatters at Rock Hall Christchurch remain a major problem for the government, and those who remain there are to be moved. Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. William Duguid, says the homes were built on what used to be a dump. He adds that having homes in the area also presents security challenges for the nearby airport. He was speaking in the House of Assembly, where a resolution was passed to reallocate 48.4 acres of land at Dodds St. Philip, which is being vested in the National Housing Corporation for residential, commercial, and recreational purposes.
Used to be a dump that people have built their houses on, which has significant gases emanating from it, radon, methane, all those things, which put them at a significant health risk. So we've started that process. We've moved some of the residents, those that were under the poverty line, but not all. Other residents who are above the poverty line, rather than providing housing for them, we provide a house spot and they can move themselves over to this new house spot with a grant of a determined amount to be able to give them an opportunity to move. And it is a benefit to them from a health point of view, and it is also a benefit to the security of the airport.
He stressed that the move will also benefit those being reallocated or relocated.
This will give people an opportunity to improve themselves, better facilities, better road infrastructure, better access to facilities like water, electricity, things that they don't really now have where they are. You know, there are people in that Rock Hall area that selling electricity hookups from several hundred feet away, selling water in tanks. They don't have a proper water infrastructure. They don't have proper electricity infrastructure. They don't have proper roads, proper drainage, nothing. And these inappropriate settlements, we have to improve.
The senior minister in the Prime Minister's office, Dr. William Duguid. The Barbados Water Authority reports that water has been restored to most areas of St. John. Some residents complained of not having water for 2 days due to a temporary shutdown of the Bomiston pumping station. Director of Engineering at the BWA, Charles Leslie, says while the pumping station remains offline, the authority has been able to redirect water to some areas in St. John.
We would have made some changes to the surrounding distribution systems, and we are getting water back to a lot of the customers in the St. John area. So areas like Pool Land, Guinea, Lovell's Road, Messiah Street, Cherry Grove, Cheshire, Bomiston, Carter, those areas are getting back water. The pressure will continue to build in the system, and we anticipate that into the nighttime, then customers in the Clifton Hill, Gall Hill, those areas will begin to get back water as well. But in the interim, water tankers are still in the field, and they will be redirected from the areas that are getting water now into those areas that are still without pipe-borne water.
Barbados Water Authority's Director of Engineering, Charles Leslie. The National Petroleum Corporation says there's been no detection of any gas leaks in the Fairchild Street and surrounding areas. This follows reports from vendors on Monday of smelling gas in the area less than a week after a car was set ablaze by fire coming from a manhole. In a statement, the NPC says it dispatched a team who conducted a series of checks using the portable methane detector, or PMD, which is a specialized piece of equipment used to detect leaks, and it did not identify any gas leaks. Tax rates for certain companies are going up, but the government is offering concessions for creating jobs and investing in the country. This has been outlined by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley as she announced in the House of Assembly the corporate tax hike.
In addition to existing allowances which are maintained, tax credits that meet the requirements of a qualified refundable tax credit under the GLOBE rules will be introduced. These credits, which shall be offset against any other tax liability for a period of 4 years, are offered to encourage growth, development, and employment in strategic sectors.
She detailed the sectors being granted concessions for employment.
A refundable qualified jobs credit for eligible payroll costs for designated activities will be introduced in the following sectors. 1, fintech activities. 2, wholesale distribution and trading without physical inventory or storage in Barbados. And 3, research and development in medical, scientific, engineering, IT, AI, including AI, and other activities that will be determined by ministerial order.
Prime Minister Motley also disclosed that she travels this week and will be meeting with the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, the agency responsible for imposing global tax rules. She will also be meeting with the French private sector to try to maintain and expand the international business Barbados gets from France and the rest of Europe. Ms. Motley speculates that some international businesses may leave as a result of the corporate hike, but says efforts will be made to keep as many of them as possible. Well, finally, Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa resigned hours after prosecutors detained his chief of staff in an investigation into alleged corruption in his administration's handling of lithium mining and hydrogen projects. Costa, who prosecutors said was a target of a related investigation, announced the decision in a televised statement after meeting with President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. He said his conscience was clear and that he would not stand as candidate for the fourth time as premier. Recapping the headlines. An early morning fire destroys a wooden house at Britain's Hill in St. Michael. C2SAB concerned that some local companies are seeking work permits to employ people from overseas. The remaining Rockhall Christchurch squatters to be relocated. The NPC reports no gas leaks in Fairchild Street and surrounding areas. Government offering companies concessions for creating jobs as corporate tax rates are raised, and efforts are on to ensure international companies stay despite the tax hike. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group, and you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.